The Washington legislature reconvenes today for a 30-day special session, but there's still no budget deal in sight, despite a two-week break to negotiate. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update from the Capitol.
Senate Budget Chair Andy Hill, a Republican, says both sides are working in good faith, but that true negotiations have yet to begin. And that's because the House, Senate, and governor are still working to agree on the basic assumptions for the next two-year budget. Once that happens, Hill says a deal could come together pretty quickly, but there's still a major roadblock, a dispute between the two chambers over whether to close some tax exemptions and extend an expiring tax. Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen, a Democrat, presides over the Senate. He believes the Senate leadership will ultimately have to let some of its members join with minority Democrats to vote for taxes.
At some point, you have to say, you know, what's in the best interest of the state moving forward, and release the members to do what they need to do to get us out of there, which means you'll have crossover.
Owen spoke with me on TVW's Inside Olympia program. Senator Hill, the Republican budget chair, responds that there are creative ways to bridge the gaps that don't involve defaulting to taxes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.